Unfortunately, that some of the rail services for the August bank holiday weekend could be disrupted by yet another rail strike. Now, the unions and Irish Rail are keeping a low profile, but apparently there is strike notice has been served on Irish Rail, which is due to elapse at midnight tomorrow. Stephen Rogers from the Irish Examiner joins us. Good evening to you, Stephen.
Good evening.
What can you tell us, please, about the threat of strike action?
Essentially, the permanent way staff at Air Nord Éireann in the southern half of the country served this notice at the start of the month. It is in protest at the use by Air Nord Éireann of workers other than the core permanent way staff on the new Cork-Middleton train line.
Can you just explain what permanent way staff are?
Permanent way staff are line maintenance staff. Essentially, they will check along the line and also do line repairs. Without those staff, the trains can't run because they need to be out there checking the lines and be available to fix any problems. So if they go on strike, essentially, any services that they're on their lines have to be curtailed.
And how many lines might be affected if the strike goes ahead on Friday?
Really, it could be any lines coming from Cork, Kerry, Limerick. The main Cork, Dublin commuter line could be affected. The drivers in this dispute say that under a January Labour Court recommendation, they should be given the first entitlement to carry out work on the line, including the new Cork-Middleton line. However, the company say that it's a new capital's contract and they're entitled to award it to other workers if they so wish. So, I mean, the two sides have been in, the unions representing the permanent wage staff and the company have been in intensive talks for 6 or 7 hours today. Those talks have now been adjourned until tomorrow. However, if there's no resolution by tomorrow night, you could see a day of the trains stopping basically in the south half of the country on Friday. And there is a chance that this could spread nationally if the permanent way staff in other parts of the country decide to come out in sympathy with their southern counterparts.
Would it only be a one-day strike on Friday, or would it carry into the weekend?
At this stage, it's looking like a one-day strike, but these things can escalate quite easily. As we've seen, there seems to be quite a poor industrial relationship between Air Nord Éireann and the staff in the southern half of the country. You've had the train drivers going on strike last month. This is the latest in a number of actions by the permanent way staff spreading back over a number of years. I mean, even last October there was a threat of strike action, and there's been short stoppages on numerous occasions in the last 2 or 3 years.
I want to bring in Mark Leeson, spokesman for the Rail Users Ireland Group. Mark, how busy a weekend is the August bank holiday weekend, and what disruption would a disruption to services in the southern half of the country on Friday do?
Good evening, Matt. The August bank holiday will be one of the busiest weekends of the year. Obviously, the Galway races around various other things around the country. This potentially will shut down everything effectively south of Portlaoise. And on top of that, obviously, if a train was meant to run from Cork to Dublin, it won't be in Portlaoise to continue its journey. So you may be looking at only a half service into Houston Station from Portlaoise compared to what is currently available. That would be a particular issue to commuters commuting up from Newbridge and Kildare area on Friday morning if it goes ahead.
And then if people haven't been able to use the trains on Friday, particularly if they wanted to head south for the bank holiday weekend, would there be the capacity on the train service on Saturday to accommodate all those who weren't able to travel on Friday?
I think there will be a reasonable amount of capacity early on Saturday morning. But obviously at this stage, we have a one-day strike that's penciled in for Friday. There's a potential, obviously, if the line maintenance staff do not walk the line on Friday to inspect it, that they may not be rostered to walk it on Saturday. So there may be service disruption again throughout the entire weekend. I think the point to note here is that the company got strike notice on this 4 weeks ago, and the public are only finding out about this today. I think for 2 days to the weekend, can't make alternative arrangements realistically at this point.
And has the company made any statements as to what it would do in the event of the strike going ahead on Friday and how customers would be accommodated?
Well, the notice appeared on the RFA website this morning indicating the possibility of disruption. I would hope that it will be resolved before Friday. And we all hope that it's resolved and the unions and everyone involved sit down and hammer out a solution. It's the RFA, obviously, they've had 4 weeks' notice. They have not published any kind of contingency plan or standby timetable. So I think it's obviously they've had 4 weeks' notice. They've had plenty of time to think up a strategy to deal with this.
Okay, I'm going to finish with Stephen Rogers on this. From what you're hearing from both sides, what are the indications whether the strike will go ahead or not?
To be honest, the company yesterday and the person I was talking to was very optimistic that it would be resolved today. The fact that 6 hours of negotiations haven't really done anything, haven't, you know, found a breakthrough, and I understand that a number of compromises have been put by both sides and haven't really been fully embraced by the other side. It would be a lot more pessimistic today than it would have been yesterday. As to whether it could have been resolved. So I would advise passengers looking to travel on Friday to maybe have a backup plan in place.
Stephen Rogers of the Irish Examiner, Mark Leeson from Rail Users Ireland, thank you both for joining us. 531